surprise of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
保罗在3章14节说, 向着标杆直跑, 要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
So when Paul declares that he's going towards this goal, what is that goal?
那么当保罗宣告说他向着那个目标直跑的时候, 那个目标是什么?
So as I was thinking about this question, I looked in the book of Philippians and I was able to find five things.
那我在看腓立比书的时候, 我发现有五件事。
Five things that I think sum up Paul's goal in life.
这五件事呢, 就把保罗生活的目标总结出来。
And I'll tell you the five things, and then we'll go through each of them very briefly.
我先讲一下这五件事, 然后我们, 一点一点地讲。
So the first thing is to know Christ.
第一件事是认识基督。
The second thing, to gain Christ.
第二件事是得到基督。
The third, to walk worthy of Christ.
第三件事是行事为人以基督相称。
The fourth thing is to delight in Christ.
第四件事是在基督里喜乐。
And the fifth thing is to express Christ.
第五件事是彰显耶稣,彰显基督。
And these phrases are all found in the book of Philippians.
所有这五件事都在腓立比书中可以找到。
So let's consider the first goal of Paul's life, which is to know Christ.
我们来思想保罗生活的第一个目标就是认识基督。
And this is found in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 and 8.
这在腓立比书第三章的第七节、第八节可以看出来。
It says, But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
只是我先前以为与我有益的,我现在因基督都当作有损的,不但如此,我也将万事当作有损的,因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝,因为我
So Paul says there were some things that were gained to him, but now he considers them as loss.
保罗在这里说,以前对他有益的,现在他当作有损的。
So what were the things that were of gain to Paul?
那过去对我们来讲是什么是有益的呢?
Now what were the things that Paul was proud of in his life?
在他的生命中哪些事情是让保罗曾经以为骄傲的呢?
If we look right before that in verses 5 and 6, we find out.
那我们往前看,看到第五节和第六节的时候,我们就会发现,
Paul writes how he was circumcised the eighth day of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law a Pharisee, as to zeal a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless.
保罗在那里说,我第八天受割礼, 我是以色列族,便雅悯支派的人,是希伯来人所生的希伯来人,就律法说,我是法利赛人,就热心说,我是逼迫教会的,就律法上的义说,我是无可指责的。You
know, Paul was proud of these things. He was a Hebrew of Hebrews. He was a Pharisee.
保罗为这些事引以为傲,他说,我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人,我是法利赛人。
He was proud of his upbringing. He was proud of who he was.
他为他自己是谁,为着他的热心而骄傲。
You know, do we have a heritage like Paul that we are proud of?
我们有没有像保罗那样让我们可以骄傲的传统呢?
Are we proud of our education or our training?
我们为我们所得的骄傲,我们所得的教育而骄傲吗?
You know, are we proud of ourselves or proud of our children?
我们为着自己,为我们的孩子而骄傲吗?
Are we proud of our family?
我们的家庭是我们的骄傲吗?
Or are we even proud of our spiritual works and accomplishments?
还是我们能够做的属灵的工作成为我们的骄傲?
Just like Paul, he was very proud of how religious he was.
就像保罗一样, 他为他的宗教而骄傲。
You know, there were these many things that were of great value to Paul.
有很多事情对保罗来讲有非常大的价值。
And then he met Christ.
然后他遇见了基督。
Remember, on the road to Damascus, our Lord Jesus came and met him on that road.
在保罗去大马路,大马色的路上,主耶稣基督向他显现,遇见他。We
know Paul's entire life was turned upside down.
保罗的生活就完全的改变了。
The Lord struck him to the ground.
主把他击打到地上。And
the Lord shone his light upon Paul.
用大光照他。
And what Paul saw was a vision of Christ. He saw a heavenly Christ seated on the throne. And he also saw at the same time an earthly Christ in the form of all the believers he was persecuting. On that road to Damascus, he saw Christ the head, but also Christ the body. He started to understand the concept of the church. You know, this experience and revelation shook Paul to the core.
这样的启示完全震动了,
it shook him to the depths of his being.
深深地影响了他里面的人。
You know, sometimes we speak of someone who has a world view.
有时候我们讲到有一个人的世界观的时候,
you know, we all have a world view, you know, how we view things.
我们每个人都有我们自己的世界观。
And our world view will change as we mature from a child to adolescence to adulthood.
那么当我们这个人从孩子变成青少年又变成成人的时候, 我们的世界观会逐渐地改变。
And perhaps for the younger ones, your world view is still forming and changing.
那么对于年轻人来说, 你的世界观可能还正在形成和改变的过程中。
But here, the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus, his world view was not only changed, it was completely shattered.
那么保罗去大马色的路上所发生的不单单是他的世界观改变了而是完全的被摧毁。
He actually no longer had a world view but began to see things from a heavenly perspective.
他已经不再有属世的世界观乃是一切都从属天的角度去看。
The Apostle Paul began to know Christ.
使徒保罗开始认识基督。
And this, he almost had an obsession to know Christ.
他开始来认识基督。
And this knowing Christ occupied his entire life.
认识基督这件事就占据了他的整个人生。
His purpose in life, his goal in life was to know Christ.
他生活的目的目标就是要认识基督。
Now it says he counts all things as loss or rubbish.
他把万事当作粪土当成是有损的。
The King James even says he counted them as dung.
那 King James 问人就说把那些当成是粪土。
Dung, that's poop.
粪土。
It's probably the first time someone has said poop on the pulpit.
也许是我是第一个在讲台上讲这个用这个词的人。
That is what Paul considered his past.
保罗就是这样想到他过去的时候他就是这样想。
When compared to Christ.
当与基督相比的时候。
You know, compared to knowing and gaining Christ, everything was just junk and rubbish and poop.
与认识基督得着基督相比其他的事情都是粪土。
All the things he was proud of, his education, his training, his career, these things were all now rubbish to him. He didn't care about them anymore.
过去他引以为豪的所有的东西,他的教育,他的宗教跟基督相比都成为粪土。
You know, how many of us can say the same about the earthly things in our lives?
我们当中有多少人可以这样, 当我们讲到我们生命当中的属世的事情可以像保罗这样。
You know, Paul, or Saul of Tarsus previously, was someone who was full of self.
像保罗,就是这位过去大树的扫罗, 能够过去有这样,
It's like that hymn, full of self and none of Christ.
像这样一个过去满了自己没有基督的人,
but he wanted to become someone who was none of self and all of Christ.
他想要成为一个没有自己完全是基督的人。
And what was the depth with which he wanted to know Christ?
那么他要认识基督到什么样的程度呢?
If we continue reading in verse 10 of chapter 3,
我们继续读到第十节的时候,
verses 10 and 11, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
使我认识基督,晓得他复活的大能,并且晓得和他一同受苦,效法他的死,或者我也得以从死里复活。
You know, the first phrase here sounds pretty good.
这里面的第十节听起来很好。
that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You know, we all want to know this resurrection power. We're all happy to know Christ in his overcoming life.
能够认识耶稣及生命的得胜的大能都让我们非常的兴奋。
But we're a little bit less interested in the other items that are listed here.
但是这里讲的另外一点对我们来讲, 我们就不那样的有兴趣。
It says the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Those don't sound very good.
跟他一同受苦, 效法他的死, 对我们来讲好像不是那么的, 不是那么有趣。
You know, power sounds good.
能力对我们来讲,
But suffering and death, those don't sound very good.
受死与受苦对我们来讲就不那么吸引人。
But we have to realize that only if we are conformed to his death can we experience that resurrection power.
但是我们要知道,只有当我们与他同死的时候,我们才经历他死里复活的大能。
That's essentially what baptism is, right?
其实受浸就是这个意义。
It's death first, then resurrection.
首先是死,然后复活。
I mean, the very meaning of resurrection is that death has to happen first.
复活的意义就在于首先我们要死。
And we're talking about his death, which is the way of the cross.
我们讲到的是他的死乃是上十字架。
So do we want this overcoming and resurrection power in our lives?
我们渴望在我们的生命当中有这样复活的大能吗?
Do we want that in our workplace, in our family, in our church life?
我们希望在我们的工作、家庭和教会的生活中有这样的大能吗?
Why is it that we don't experience such resurrection power?
为什么我们经历不到这样复活的大能?
I think it's because we forget that we have to die.
我想可能是因为我们忘记了首先要死。
Only in death can there be resurrection.
只有在死里面才可能复活。
So I'll share a little bit more about how we're conformed to his death.
那我稍微分享一下我们怎样与他同死。
I'll share that in a little bit. But so the first goal of Paul's life is to know Christ.
保罗生活的第一个目标是认识基督。
So the second thing is to gain Christ.
第二件事是得到基督。
And this phrase, gain Christ, is found also in chapter 3.
得到基督也是在第三章里面。
We'll read verses 8 and 9.
第八节和第九节。
Verse 8 to the first part of verse 9. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.
不但如此,我也将万事当作有损的,因为我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝,我为他已经丢弃万事,看作粪土,为要得着基督,并且得以在他里面,不是有自己因律法而行的义,乃是有信基督的义,就是因信神而来的义。There's
this phrase in here, so that I may gain Christ.
这里面讲到说,我可以得着基督。
Paul's life goal was to know Christ and to gain Christ.
保罗生活的目标是认识基督,得着基督。
And we know that this attitude occupied his entire life.
我们知道是因为这种心态完全占据了他的一生。
Paul's purpose in life, his goal in life, was to gain Christ.
保罗生活的目的和目标就是要得着基督。
You know, when we consider gaining something, we have to remember that we only have so much room in our lives.
当我们想到要得到一件事情的时候, 我们要知道我们能够得到的有限。
For us to gain something, something has to go.
我们要得到一些东西, 必须要放下一些, 另外一些。
I'll give you an example, and New Yorkers can understand this.
我跟大家讲一个纽约人能够明白的例子。
So I think our lives, for anyone who has lived in Manhattan, for example,
那么凡是住在曼哈顿住过的人,
I kind of equate our lives to like a New York City apartment.
那么我们的生活呢,就是其实跟纽约的apartment是一样等同的。
Now when my family first moved from San Francisco to New York, we had some space in our apartment.
当我们家从旧金山搬到纽约的时候，我们住的里面有一些空间。
But very quickly, this extra space filled up with things.
那么很快呢，多出来这一点空间就被占满了。
No, especially during Christmas and during birthdays.
特别是在圣诞节和过生日的时候。
You know, very soon we discovered that anything that we brought into the apartment meant that something else had to go.
很快我们就发现，每次我们要往家里面带进来一些东西，就要搬出去另外一些。
And so that is now the policy in our house.
那现在我们家呢，就是采取这样的策略。
I've kind of instituted this policy in our family.
这就是我们家要遵循的策略。
So for us to bring in a new piece of clothing, say a new jacket, an old one has to go to donation.
要想要带一件新衣服回家，必须把旧衣服搬出去。
Because our closet is completely full.
因为我们的衣橱已经满了。
So for my kids, Ellie and Sarah, if they get a new toy and they want to keep it, that means something old has to go.
那我的两个女儿如果想要带一些玩具回家的话，一些旧的玩具就要被请出去。
You know, but sometimes it's hard to get rid of old stuff.
有的时候我们要放弃旧的东西是很困难的。
You know, we always feel like we might be able to get some use out of it someday.
我们都会想到有的时候也许我们还会用到它们。
You know, but in reality we rarely do. Right?
但实际上我们很少。
Perhaps you guys who live in New Jersey can't relate because your houses are so big and you have giant garages to store stuff in.
你们在住在新泽西的人可能很难理解，因为呢，你们的车库很大。
But in Manhattan, our apartments are very tiny, and so we only have a certain amount of space.
那但是住在曼哈顿呢，我们的房间非常非常的有限。
And yet, it's still sometimes hard to get rid of things that we might deem to have some value.
那即使这样呢，有的时候我们也很难丢弃一些东西，因为我们觉得它还有价值。
You know, in our spiritual lives and in our spiritual experience, it's the same.
在我们属灵生活、属灵的经历呢，也是如此。
You know, our lives can only contain so much.
我们的生命呢，只的容量是有限的。
And if our days are occupied with our education, our careers,our homes, our families, our possessions, you know, food and clothing, or entertainment, then there's going to be very little room for Christ.
如果我们的生命充斥着啊教育啊娱乐呀、啊、我们的财富啊等等这些东西的话
there's going to be very little room for Christ if we have all these things.
如果我们充斥了这些东西，那么我们里面留给基督的就很少。
So what is occupying our lives?
在我们生命被什么所占据？
Are we willing to give up some things so that we can clear out some space for Christ?
我们是否愿意放弃一些东西，使我们里面有为基督留有更多的空间？
Because our lives don't have an unlimited capacity. Our lives are like that New York City apartment.
如果我们生命的空间不是无限的，而是像纽约的 apartment 一样。
We have to get rid of some of that junk so that we make room for Christ.
我们必须要放弃一些垃圾，让基督在我们当中有空间，有空处。
You know, the Apostle Paul had this unique experience where he was able to drop everything and Christ became his all in all.
那使徒保罗呢，有这样特殊的经历，他可以为了基督放弃一切，使基督成为他一切所有的。
You know, he went directly to Christ being everything.
他基督成为他的一切。
But I think most of us are not like Paul, and for most of us, there is a progression.
那么我们当中的大多数人和保罗一样，我们乃是渐进的。
We go from none of Christ to some of Christ to more of Christ, and then hopefully we can say none of self and all of Christ.
我们从没有基督开始，到有一些基督，到更多的基督，希望有一天我们能够成为完全是基督。
Just like that hymn says.
就像那首诗歌说。
You know, Paul says he suffered the loss of all things.
保罗说他放弃了万事。
But did this cause him to despair?
这是不是让他绝望呢？
We know that it didn't.
他没有。
Because by the grace of God, he viewed all these other things as rubbish or dung.
因为呢，靠着基督的恩典，他将这些万事视为粪土。
You know, when we view these worldly things in our lives as not important, then it's very easy to get rid of them. You're not going to keep dung or trash in your apartment.
当我们把这些属世的看作粪土的时候，对我们来讲，放弃它们就很容易，因为我们没有人愿意在我们的空间里面保留这些垃圾。
So is your education, is your career, is your family more important than Christ?
你的教育，你的事业，你所拥有的是否比基督更重要呢？
Or what about our possessions or our worldly ambitions? Are these more important than Christ?
我们所拥有的以及我们的事业的野心是否比基督更重要呢？
Now, very sadly, we often accumulate a lot of rubbish in our lives.
可悲的是呢，我们常常在我们生命当中积累这些垃圾。
And for it's very sad that for many of us, especially perhaps the younger believers, it's kind of like throwing pearls before swine.
对我们很多人，特别是年轻人，非常可惜的是，就好像把珍珠丢给猪一样。
It's like we prefer the dung of this world rather than the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们宁可要这个世界的粪土，也不要耶稣基督。
So hopefully the Lord changes our attitude like he did the Apostle Paul.
盼望主可以改变我们，就像他改变了保罗一样。
Saul of Tarsus, on the road to Damascus, his life was completely transformed.
在去大马色的路上，大树的扫罗，他的生命完全被改变了。
He wanted to know Christ, he wanted to gain Christ.
他要认识基督，他要得着基督。
You know, in the King James Version, it doesn't use the word gain Christ. It uses the phrase to win Christ.
在 King James Version 里面，他讲他用的词不是得着基督，乃是赢得基督。
And we know that the Apostle Paul, we know how he treated the spiritual pursuit, right? He, in other parts of his writing, he writes how it is like a race or like a competition.
我们知道保罗他如何描述属灵的追求，他在其他地方讲到说他是在竞赛，他是在奔跑。
For example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24, Paul writes, Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win.
哥林多前书9章24节保罗说，岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
Only one will win that prize.
只有一个人能得着奖赏。
Run in such a way that you may win.
我们要这样的奔跑，以至于我们可以得着奖赏。
And this is true when you look at, for example, the events in the Olympics.
当我们看奥林匹克比赛的时候，就是这样。
It's so painfully true that only one person gets that gold medal.
只有一个人能够得到金牌。
And sometimes, especially if you look at racing or swimming, sometimes it's by 1/100th of a second that differs between the gold and the silver.
当我们看比赛，特别是赛跑和游泳的时候，只因为 0.01 秒的差距，这个就能够得到金牌。
Only one person gets that gold medal.
只有一个人能够得到金牌。
And so, for those of you who like to exercise, or for those of you who like to run,
如果你喜欢锻炼，喜欢跑步的话，
think about when you run.
当你跑步的时候，
imagine how hard it would be to run if you were carrying, for example, a 30-pound backpack.
如果你背着一个30磅的包袱来奔跑，那会多么困难。
Imagine that you're running a marathon and it's already so hard to run that distance.
想象你跑马拉松，那距离已经很艰难了。
And now you have to carry this weight on your back.
而且那么你还要背着一个沉重的包袱。
You know, no one runs a marathon with a 30-pound backpack.
没有人背着一个30磅的包袱跑马拉松。
You know, similarly, it's hard to run in this spiritual race if we're carrying a bunch of earthly baggage.
同样，如果我们背着属世的包裹的话，我们奔跑属灵的道路也非常的艰难。
If we're carrying a bunch of earthly baggage and running this spiritual race, it's like running that marathon with like a 30-pound backpack.
我们背着属世的包裹， 奔跑属灵的道路就好像背着三十磅的包裹跑马拉松一样。
No, for Paul, Christ was everything.
对保罗来讲，基督就是一切。
And I'd imagine for a lot of the Olympic athletes who are training,
我想像那些很多为着奥运会而训练的运动员。
Remember, the Olympics take place once every 4 years, so these athletes are training for 4 years solid.
奥运会每四年举办一次，这些运动员他们要训练整整四年。
Just like Christ is everything to Paul, for these Olympic athletes, getting that gold medal is probably everything to them.
就好像基督对保罗来讲是一切一样，赢得奥运会的金牌对这些运动员来讲也是他们的一切。
You know, many of them have probably laid aside a lot of things. They probably sacrificed a lot in order to train.
他们当中呢，很多人大概为了训练，为着奥运会的金牌，他们要放下很多很多的东西。
They've probably given up certain food. They've given up entertainment. They've given up time with their family in order to train.
有些食物他们不能吃，很多娱乐他们要放弃，他们放弃与家庭的时间，为着这样的训练。
And in spiritual things, it's the same. If we want to gain Christ, if we want Him to be everything, we have to give up certain things.
在属灵的事上也是一样，我们要得到基督，我们就要放下许多。
You know, for Paul, Christ was his goal.
对保罗来讲，基督就是他的目标。
Everything paled in comparison to the beauty and value and glory of Christ.
与基督的美丽价值和他的和基督的美丽与价值相比，其他的事情啊。
And when he saw the glory of Christ, it was very easy for him to let these earthly things go.
当他看见基督荣耀的时候，他对他来讲放下这些属世的事情就很容易了。
And that's how we gain Christ.
这是我们能够这样使我们能够得到基督。
You know, the other half of gaining Christ is being gained by Christ.
那得到基督的另外一部分呢，就是被基督得着。
So verse 8 speaks of gaining Christ, but verse 9 says being found in him.
第八节讲到得到基督，第九节说在他里面。
Like there's that hymn that says, I am his and he is mine.
有一节讲到说我是他的，他是我的。
You know, Paul desired to be fully used by his master.
保罗盼望他能够被他的主完全的使用。
He wanted Christ to gain him entirely.
他希望呢基督能够完全的得着他。
And he understood that for this to happen, he had to abide in Christ.
他知道要能够这样的话，他必须住在基督里面。
You know, in John chapter 15, the Lord gives us a picture of the vine and the branches.
在约翰福音第十五章，主耶稣讲到一个葡萄树和枝子的比喻。
We are the branches, right?
我们是枝子。
All the benefits come when that branch is attached to the vine.
只有当枝子接在树上的时候，它才能够得到供应。
All source of sustenance, of life, of protection, and of fruit, it all comes if that branch is attached to the vine.
我们的生命完全，我们的果子都在于我们能够接在树上。
But if that branch is detached from the vine, then all of those things go away.
如果那个枝子从树上掉下来的话，所有这一切都没有了。
The life goes away.
我们的生命失去了。
The nutrition and sustenance goes away.
所有的营养都失去了。
The protection.
保护。
The fruit.
还有果子。
They all go away if the branch is not attached to the vine.
如果枝子不接在树上，所有这些都会失去。
We know that if you go out into the street and you pull a branch off of a tree, that branch will wither.
我们知道，如果我们出去把一个树枝剪下来，把它丢在树上，我们知道这个树枝就会枯干。
So we know that this branch cannot reside in isolation. It has to be attached. We have to be abiding in Him.
我们知道枝子不能离开树，我们必须住在主里。
So may we gain Christ. May we be gained by Him.
让盼望我们能够得到基督，盼望我们能够住在他里面。
Okay, the third goal of Paul's life.
保罗生活的第三个目标。
To walk worthy of Christ.
就是行事为人与基督相称。
Or, in other words, to have the mind of Christ.
或者说呢，以基督的心为心。
And we'll read in Philippians chapter 1, the first part of verse 27.
腓立比书第一章第二十七节的上半节。
says, only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
只叫你们行事为人与基督的福音相称。
And in verse 29 it says, for to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
第29节, 因为你们蒙恩不但得以信服耶稣基督并要为他受苦。
You know, in order to walk worthy of Christ, we have to walk in his footsteps.
我们要能够与我们的行为与基督相称，我们必须随从他的脚踪。
And for us to walk in his footsteps, we have to know the mind of Christ.
我们要能够跟从他的脚踪，我们就必须要知道基督的心。
It's very simple, right? If you're going to follow someone, you have to know what that person is thinking.
我们很简单，我们要跟从一个人，我们必须要知道那个人的思想。
You know, as an example, last year, I got this promotion at work.
去年呢,
I was promoted at work.
At work. Oh, yeah. Okay. 去年呢，我在我的职业上升迁了。
And when the chair of my department, so I'm a professor at Sloan Kettering and Cornell, and when the chair of my department came and told me about the promotion.
我是在一个医院里面工作，当系主任告诉我升迁这件事的时候。
And the chair of my department is a world-renowned scientist, and he came and congratulated me.
那我们那个系主任呢是世界有名的，那么他到我面前来恭喜我的时候。
And I joked with him, and I said, "Well, I'm just trying to follow in your footsteps."
我跟他开玩笑说，我不过就是要跟从你的脚踪而已。
But you know, even though I was partly joking, there's some truth to that.
虽然呢，我有一部分开玩笑的成分，但是也是有一些真的。
Because what does it mean to walk in someone's or to follow someone's footsteps?
跟从一个人的脚踪是什么意思呢？
You know, for me, I was half kidding because there is some truth. For me to be successful in my job as a professor, I have to do the things that he has done.
虽然我是半开玩笑的，但是呢，我作为一个教授，我要在世界上成功的话，我要学习，我要效法他。It
means I need to train people like he's been training people.
就好像我要训练其他的人，像他训练其他人一样。I
have to get grants and funding like he gets grants and funding.
像他一样呢，我也需要申请各样的基金。
And I have to publish our discoveries like he has published.
也要像他一样的能够发表我们的发现，能够发表文章。
So for me to succeed as a college professor, there's a certain pattern I need to follow.
那么作为一个教授，学校的教授，我要能够成功的话呢，就有一些模式。
And I think in all of your professions, that this is similar, right? There are probably those who are more advanced than you, and for you to succeed, you have to follow in their footsteps.
那么凡是我们这些专业人士呢，大概都一样。如果我们要成功的话呢，我们都要跟从一些人，都有一样的方式。
It's the same for us spiritually.
那在属灵上也是如此。
For us to walk worthy of Christ, there is a pattern.
我们的行为要与基督相称，那么我们要跟从一样的模式。
So what is that pattern?
那这个模式是什么？
And how did Christ walk?
基督是怎样的行事为人？
If you look in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, we find what that pattern is.
在腓立比书5章8节让我们看到这个模式。
Philippians 2, 5, it says, "Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped. But he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross."
腓立比书第2章第5节到第8节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。 他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。This
is how Christ walked.
这是基督怎样的形式。You
know, in spiritual things, we often don't like to say, well, there's a method or a formula or a pattern.
对属灵的事，我们不喜欢说有一种方式，有一个公式，有一种模式。
But if there ever was a formula worth following, I think these verses are it.
但是如果有一个公式的话，那么这些经文就告诉我们。
So if we break down these verses, what does it say?
如果我们一节一节来看的话，他们说什么呢？
The first part, have this attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus. This word attitude is also translated mind in certain translations. So have a mind of Christ.
这里面讲到说你们要有基督的心态，那么在圣经中这种心态也常常翻译成心，你们以基督的心为心。
Again, if we want to follow someone precisely and accurately,
我们要严格的准确的跟从一个人。
We have to know what that person is thinking.
我们要知道那个人想什么。
And so to walk worthy of Christ, we need to know the mind of Christ.
我们要与基督同行的话，我们要知道他的心。
Then the next portion says, although he existed in the form of God,did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
下一节说他本有神的形象，却不以自己与神同等为强夺了。
You know, in this world, we're always trying to grasp something.
在这个世界上，我们总是要抓一些东西。
Whether it be our education, whether it be our careers, whether it be our families or our homes.
或者无论是我们的教育、我们的事业、我们的家庭。
You know, nothing will ever satisfy us. We continue to grab.
没有事情可以让我们永远满足，我们要一直的抓。
We always want a bigger house or a nicer car.
我们总是希望房子可以更大，我们的车可以更好。
Perhaps we want that promotion or more wealth.
或者我们被提升，我们有更多的财富。
You know, we always want more.
我们总是想要更多。
Whether it's more power, more prestige, more recognition, we keep wanting more.
更多的权力，更多的被认同，我们一直想要更多。
But that is not the mind of Christ.
但这不是基督的心。
In fact, that's actually the mind of Lucifer.
但其实呢，这是 Lucifer， 是撒旦的心。
Remember how he tried to grab equality with God.
那他呢，想要与神为同等。
Remember Lucifer's pride.
路西弗的骄傲。
You know, what a difference between Lucifer and our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们主耶稣基督和路西弗他们是何等的不同。
Our Lord Jesus was the Son of God, and yet he did not consider equality something he had to grab.
我们主耶稣他是神的儿子，但是他不与神同等为强夺的。
You know, even perhaps in the church, we are looking for things to grab.
其实在教会里面，我们甚至也要抓。
You know, when we serve together,Oftentimes we rub each other the wrong way.
我们在教会彼此服侍的时候，我们常常会抢夺。
As human beings, we have differences in opinion.
作为人，我们的意见不同。
You know, I'm right and you're wrong.
我是对的，你是错的。
How often in our brothers' meetings, perhaps,
常常在我们弟兄聚会里面
conflicts.
我们有冲突。
You know, we always want to be right. We always want to be heard.
我们总是希望自己是正确的，希望我们的意见被采取，被倾听。
But are we willing to walk the way of the cross?
但是我们是否愿意走十字架的道路？
You know, it's very easy for us to open our mouths.
我们很容易张大嘴巴。
But are we willing to be silent if that's what the Lord wants?
如果神愿意的话，我们是否愿意静默不言？
It's very easy to inject our opinion or to stand up for ourselves, but are we willing to humble ourselves?
我们都很容易呢表达我们的意见，但是我们是否愿意自己谦卑？
Remember, our Lord was silent as a lamb led to the slaughter.
记得我们的主，他在剪毛人的人的他被牵到宰杀之地，但是他静默无声。
That is the mind of Christ.
这是基督的心。
You know, everyone wants to be.The lion, but are we willing to be meek as a lamb?
每个人都希望成为狮子，但是我们是否愿意谦卑像绵羊？
When you read this passage in Philippians, there's nothing about being a lion.
当我们读腓立比书的时候，这里面让我们根本看不到狮子。
We know that our Lord was the Lion of Judah.
我们知道我们的主是犹大的狮子。
Meek as a lamb.
但是他却谦卑像绵羊。
Meek as a lamb, that is the mind of Christ.
谦卑像羔羊一样,
says he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
他反倒虚己,取了奴仆的形象,成为人的样式, 既有人的样式, 就自己卑微, 顺服以至于死且死在十字架上。
The mind of Christ is not exalting ourselves, but humbling ourselves.
基督的心不是高举我们自己, 乃是存心卑微。
The mind of Christ is not independence, but obedience.
基督的心不是要我们独立, 乃是顺服。
And the mind of Christ is not the way of glory, but the way of the cross.
基督的心不是荣耀的道路, 乃是十字架的道路。
You know, it's only the cross that can deal with our sin nature.
只有十字架可以对付我们里面的罪性。
It can deal with the issues of our flesh.
能够对付我们的肉体。
You know, when we have a disagreement with a brother or a sister,
当我们与弟兄姐妹有不同意见的时候,
if we're having a dispute with our spouse or our children,
或者跟我们的配偶跟我们的孩子之间有争执的时候,
it's only the cross that can deal with this and bring about harmony.
只有基督,只有十字架可以对付,带来和睦。
When we have complaints, when we're bitter, if we want to inject our opinion, only the cross can deal with these things.
当我们有苦读,有冲突,希望发表我们自己意见的时候, 只有十字架可以对付我们。
So what does it mean to be conformed to the likeness of his death?
什么叫做效法他的死?
You know, I'll give you an example from our brother Lance Lambert. I think some of you may know brother Lance.
但一些弟兄姐妹大概知道兰伯特,我讲一个他的例子。
When he was still alive, he used to preach and give this example.
他还在世上的时候,讲到的时候,他讲到这个例子。
He used to ask, what kind of a person doesn't sin?
他问说,哪一样的人不会犯罪呢?
What kind of a person doesn't sin?
什么样的人不犯罪呢?
One who is dead.
死了的人。
A dead person can't sin.
死的人不会犯罪了。
So I'm going to borrow his statement and tweak it a little bit.
借用一下他的话来稍微做一些改变。
Okay, what kind of a person doesn't complain, doesn't argue?
什么样的人不抱怨不争吵?
And what kind of a person doesn't fight?
什么样的人, 不冲突?
One who is dead.
死了的人。
Okay, and I think that's what the cross does to our self-life.
这就是基督在我们己生命上所做的。
When the cross eliminates me, Joe, then I won't sin, and I won't commit, I won't fight with my brother, I won't have any opinions, because the cross has dealt with me.
当基督 的十字架在我们里面对付我,除去我的时候,除去我里面的旧的时候,我就不再会跟我的弟兄争吵争执。Because
we're such fleshly people, and when we're put in the body of Christ, we always rub each other the wrong way.
因为我们是这样的属地,因此呢,我们跟弟兄姐妹之间常常会错误地对待我们的弟兄姐妹。We're
so opinionated, and yet at the same time, so sensitive.
我们的意见不关,意见都是那样的强,同时呢,又是那样的敏感。We're
always going to rub each other the wrong way.
我们总是呢,
it's just our nature.
我们的天性就是总是彼此用错误的方法来强夺,
But brothers and sisters, there is power in the cross.
但弟兄姐妹,十字架上有能力。
He is able, through the cross, to deal with us and to allow us to deny ourselves.
基督借着十字架能够对付我们,使我们可以否定自己。
And it's only when we deny ourselves we can follow him and live for him.
只有当我们否认自己的时候,我们才能够跟从他,效法他。
The fourth goal of Paul's life.
保罗生活的第四个目标,
it is to delight in Christ.
是在基督里面喜乐。
He writes, "Rejoice in the Lord."
他说要在主里面要喜乐。
This is Philippians 3:1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord.
第三章第一节,弟兄们,我还有话要说,你们要靠主喜乐。
And then Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
4章4节说, 你们要靠主常常喜乐, 我再说你们要喜乐。
And then the first part of verse 10, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly.
第10节上半节说, 我靠主大大的喜乐。
So I counted about 11 times in the book of Philippians that this word rejoice is used.
在腓立比书中，我查到一共呢有11处讲到喜乐。
Perhaps you'll find more, but I found 11.
也许你们找到更多，我找到了11处。
And in several of the verses, the word rejoice is even used twice.
在有些经文里面，喜乐这个词甚至用了两次。
So why did Paul use this so often?
为什么保罗用这么多次呢？
Why was Paul such a happy guy?
为什么保罗是这么喜乐的人呢？
You know, especially when you consider his circumstances.
特别是你讲到他的环境的时候。
You know, this book of Philippians was written in approximately 62 AD.
腓立比书写作的时间大约是主后62年。
And this was a letter written when Paul was in prison.
是保罗在监狱里面写成的。
This was one of his four prison epistles.
这是他4封监狱书信中的一封。
So now imagine yourself in prison.
想象你自己在监狱里。
This is towards the end of Paul's life, so having experienced what Paul had experienced.
这是保罗生命的后期，想象他所经历的一切。
You know, Paul was someone who was imprisoned a lot.
他常常被囚监。
He was beaten times without number is how he describes it.
他多次被打。
Says he was often in danger.
他常常有危险。
It says five times he received 39 lashes from the Jews.
他5次被鞭打。
He says three times I was beaten with rods.
3次呢?
This is all in 2 Corinthians 11. He recounts, you know, what he went through.
这些都在哥林多后书，当他回忆他所经历的。
It says he was stoned.
他被石头打。
It says he was three times shipwrecked.
3次沉船。
It says he is often in danger in all his journeys.
他常常在有旅途中的危险。
He was often in labor and hardship.
他辛劳，他劳啊他啊。He
was often without food and in cold and exposed.
他劳苦做工，他常常缺少食物。
He goes into great detail to describe what he went through, both physically, but then also all the mental torment.
他详细地讲到他所有这些苦难，无论是肉身的还是心灵里的。
This is what he went through as a servant of God.
他作为神的仆人，他都经历了这一切。
And yet, at the end of his life, from a prison cell, he could write the words, Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
但是呢，在他生命的晚期，当他在监狱里的时候，他却说要靠主喜乐，要常常喜乐。
What a remarkable statement.
何等。
You know, how could Paul rejoice in the midst of all this suffering?
保罗在这一切患难当中，他怎么能够这样的喜乐？
You know, and Paul didn't just say rejoice, he actually rejoiced.
保罗不单单是说喜乐,
he found delight in the Lord, in his inner being.
在耶稣基督里面,
you know, David from the Old Testament was also someone who experienced the joy of the Lord even through his trials.
在旧约里的大卫，他也同样，虽然在各样的试炼里面，但是他能够享受在主里面的喜乐。
We know that David also suffered both physical dangers as well as mental torment.
大卫一样，在他的肉身有许多的苦难，同样在他的心里面也有许多的。
You know, before he became king, David was a fugitive.
在大卫在成为王之前，他是一个逃犯。
And we know that. He wrote eight psalms. He wrote eight psalms when he was hunted as a fugitive.
当他被追捕的时候，他写了八个诗篇。
And like the Apostle Paul, he was able to rejoice in some of his most difficult trials.
他像保罗一样，在他最大的试炼当中，他仍然能够喜乐。
You know, some of the most famous verses and lyrics to the songs we sing are derived from his psalms that were written during this period of testing.
一些著名的诗篇，我们也常常咏诵的，就是在保罗啊，就是大卫在他困苦当中所写成的。
You know, you can look some of these up. It's pretty remarkable that he could write these words as he's hiding in the wilderness or hiding in the cave.
当我们读到这些，当我们找到这些诗篇的时候，让我们非常惊奇，因为这些诗篇呢，是他常常躲避在旷野、躲避在山洞里面写成的。
You know, you and I will likely never experience the sufferings of a Paul or a David.
你和我也许从来不会经历像大卫和扫罗这样的苦难。
And yet, why is it so hard for us to rejoice?
但是对我们来讲，我们喜乐为什么那样的难？
Why is it so hard for us to praise sometimes?
为什么有时候让我们来赞美主这样的困难？
Why is it so tough to delight in the Lord?
为什么在主里面喜乐对我们这样的困难？
I asked myself, what was Paul's secret?
我就问我自己说，保罗的奥秘是什么呢？
Paul's secret is found in Philippians 4. Verses 11 through 13.
保罗的奥秘是写在第四章第十一节到第十三节。
For the sake of time, we'll just skip down to the end to verse 13. It says, "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me."
为了节省时间，我们直接看第十三节。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
The secret to finding our delight in Christ doesn't rely on us.
找到在基督里头喜乐的秘诀不在乎我们自己。
It's not how I'm doing, how I'm feeling.
不是我做了如何，不是我如何感觉。
It's not what I'm going through.
不是我经历了什么。
It's a full reliance on Christ.
而是完全的依靠基督。
I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
那靠那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
You know, do we sulk when things don't go our way?
那么当事情不按照我们所预想的所进行的时候，我们如何？
Do we complain to the Lord when something bad happens at work?
如果我们工作上发生了不好的事情，我们是否向主抱怨？
Or if our children misbehave?
如果我们孩子行为不好？
You know, do we even become angry or bitter at the Lord?
我们是否向主会有苦毒甚至发怒？
Or do we rejoice in every circumstance like Paul did?
还是像保罗一样在一切的环境里面能够喜乐。
You know, Paul didn't just smile on the outside but was bitter on the inside. He had a true joy within.
保罗不是外表上笑，但是里面苦毒，保罗乃是有真实的喜乐。
He had a true rejoicing within.
他在里面有真实的喜乐。
And that inner joy cannot be taken away no matter what's going on outwardly.
不论外面发生什么，这里面的喜乐不会被带走。
You know, when we find our delight in the Lord, then nothing outside can take away that joy.
当我们在主里面找到喜乐的时候，外面的任何事情都不会把这喜乐除去。
So hopefully we learn to delight in the Lord like Paul did.
希望我们能够像保罗一样学会里面的喜乐。
All right, the fifth and final goal of Paul's life.
保罗生命的第五个最后一个目标。
To express Christ or to...In some versions it says, to exalt Christ.
就是呢彰显基督。
And this speaks of testimony.
讲到见证。
In Philippians chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, the second half of verse 20, it says, But that with all boldness Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. And verse 21 reads, For to me to live is Christ.And to die is gain.
一章二十节的后半节和第二十一节，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因为我活着就是基督，我死了也有益处。
For to me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督。
You know, when he walked with the Lord through all his experiences, Paul was someone whose life goal was to express Christ.
当保罗与主同行跟从基督的时候，他将基督的生命彰显出来。
He wanted his life to be an expression of our Lord.
他希望他的生命能够彰显基督。
He wanted the Lord to be exalted in his life.
他希望 主耶稣借着他的生命能够彰显出来。
I think his sole purpose and goal in life really can be summed up in this verse 21.
我想他生命的全部的目的就可以在这二十一节里面总结出来。
For to me, to live is Christ.
因为我活着就是基督。
I think this simple verse is Paul's life testimony.
我想这节简单的经文就是保罗生命的见证。
If I had to sum up Paul's entire testimony in a few words, it would be, for to me, to live is Christ.
如果我能用几个字把保罗的生命完整的总结出来的话，就是我活着就是基督。
Christ became his all, his everything.
基督成为他的一切。
You know, all these earthly, worldly pursuits, they went away.
所有这些世界的追求他都放弃了。
The goal became Christ and Christ alone.
他的目标就是基督，只有基督。
Just like there's that hymn that says, Jesus only, Jesus ever, Jesus all in all.
就像一首诗歌说的，唯有基督，基督是一切。
You know, and this conveyed Paul's testimony to the world. He was a witness.
这就是保罗向着世界他的见证。
And when Christ is everything to us, we become a witness. Our lives become a witness for him.
当基督成为我们一切的时候，我们的生命就成为他的见证。
You know, the purpose of expressing Christ in our lives is to be a witness.
那在我们的生命中要彰显基督的目的呢，就是为了见证。
So hopefully we have this as a goal in our lives.
盼望呢，这也成为我们生活的目标。
So I'm just going to close by a final word of exhortation. You know, Paul has encouraged us to press on towards that goal.
那么最后结束的时候呢，就像保罗所说的，他要向着目标直跑来激励我们。
But what's comforting is that we don't press on our own.
那么使我得到安慰的是呢，不是我们自己要向前奔跑。
There's a verse in here that talks about how our Lord is sovereign.
这里面讲到呢，我们的主他掌管一切。
How he is in control.
他掌管一切。
Okay, and that's I'll end with Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
那我最后呢，结束是用腓立比书一章二十六节。
For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus.
一章二十六节。
Verse 6.
一章第六节。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子。
He began a good work in each and every one of us.
在我们每个人里心里面他开始了善功。
And he is responsible to bring that work to perfection.
他也负责来完成的善功。
So, these are some of the thoughts I had on the life of the Apostle Paul and his life goals.
这是呢，当我想到保罗和他的生命的目标的时候，心里面的一些话。
So the next time you're lying in your bed late at night and you're thinking about your goal in life,
下一次当你躺在床上想你生活的目标的时候，
maybe you'll remember what Paul's goal in life was.
也许你会想到保罗他的目标和他的生活。
And may we seek to know Christ and gain Christ and allow Christ to be expressed through us.
讲到呢，我们也是要认识基督，得到基督，并且在我们的生命中彰显基督。
All right, let's close in a word of prayer.
那我们一起祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful that you have chosen us and you have called us.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，你拣选我们，呼召了我们。
And we thank you that your calling is irrevocable.
你的呼召是没有后悔的。
And Lord, we are just so thankful to you.
主啊，我们实在感谢你。
We are thankful that you haven't given up on us even though we fail all the time.
我们感谢你，因为我们虽然一直失败，但是你没有放弃我们。
Thank you that you stick by us even though we stumble on the spiritual journey.
也感谢你，因为我们在属灵道上，我们虽然会跌倒，但是主你一直牵扶着我们。
Lord, I pray that we might have a real transformation in our lives, like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus.
主，我们向你祈求，愿我们的生命能够完全的被你所改变，就像在去大马色的路上遇见你的扫罗一样。
Lord, I pray if we need it, that you would completely turn us upside down.
主啊，我们也知道，当我们需要的时候，你会把我们完全的改变。
Bring about that shaking in our lives so that we turn to you.
来震动我们的生活，使我们可以转向。
So that we can cast all other things aside and pursue Christ and Christ alone.
让我们可以放下其他一切事情，来单单的追求基督。
We thank you for your word and we thank you for your promises.
我们感谢你的话和你的应许。
And we pray all of these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.